is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, we've got Mark Baker from Michigan who's joining us to give us an update. Welcome, Mark Baker.
Hi, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Mark, I cleared my calendar to come to your trial, and Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, and I were going to come, and we were looking forward to broadcasting live, giving updates as to what was happening. The Michigan government, Department of Natural Resources, came down on you like a ton of bricks. They wanted you to execute your own livestock, 70 animals. They were fining you $10,000 per head. Obviously, that's a round number that they like to use. That's the same dollar amount that they put per head on the dollar heights as they raised rabbits, $10,000 per rabbit. They wanted to fine them $6 million, over $6 million. They wanted to get you for $700,000. They wanted to put you out of business. What happened, Mark?
Well, they miraculously had a revelation that all of a sudden our pigs are okay. So they waltzed into a hearing yesterday and said, we don't have any problem with the Baker's pigs anymore.
What was the initial reason for your pigs being put to death?
That was about 30 months ago.
Why did they feel you had to do that? What was their argument at that time?
They said that pigs with certain characteristics are more likely to escape and become feral and contribute to the feral swine problem.
Is that a problem?
No, there's no feral pigs in Michigan. None to speak of, none that anybody have ever seen.
So what was the backstory on what they were trying to do? Why were they doing that? What was their intent?
Well, it seems as though, I mean, I know from our depositions, which are still under a gag order, that it was the Michigan pork producers that initiated the feral swine working group at their headquarters.
Like a lobbying thing that was trying to protect their vested interests?
It seems that was the case, yeah.
And then because of the backlash, they probably just backed down, or was it an individual judge?
No, it was the Department of Natural Resources that backed down.
DNR, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were going to lose in court. They didn't have a case, and everybody knew it. And they tried everything else that they could, including trying to deal with us to get out of it, going to trial. And we were dead set on going to trial. We wanted them.
So this was somebody outside the government that was bribing DNR to stop the competition, possibly?
Possibly. I don't know if there was a bribe. I couldn't really speak to that. I never got in that close.
Right. How did this affect you ultimately? How much have you lost going through the pain? And you know, this is a heavy thing to have to face, you know?
Well, what's
funny is you had to get a lawyer. You had to prep yourself up even before you started your defense, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet that was spendy right out of the gate. So I'm glad this is happening. What do you think is going to happen next as a result of this? Is there?
You know, I don't know. This ruling was given yesterday, and so far today I'm in a snowstorm, and I'm still running a farm and have 8 children to take care of. So I really don't know what's going to happen today. I have no idea of knowing. That's part of the problem with this is my state is ruining my sleep. You know,
Mark, Mark, what happened was the state came down on you, and they really were going to shut you down. To kill your livestock would be putting you out of business, right? Isn't that what would have happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So not only were they going to take your inventory, and we farmers, class, here's what we do. We take our savings, and we keep some in liquidity, but the rest of everything that we've earned is in our farms. It's in our land. It's in our livestock. It's in our machinery. That's where our wealth, if you want to call it that, resides. It resides in building our farms and keeping our farms going. And if they took the revenue stream out from under Mark Baker, which would be the selling of his pigs, he'd be done. Isn't that right, Mark?
That's what they did. And I would be done if it weren't for some folks that came alongside us and helped us.
Mark, how much do you think of the, and I don't even know if this is a win. They just backed off. And you wanted to go to court and literally expose the corruption, expose what they were trying to do, and use this case to set precedent to stop the government from shutting down small farms. That was your plan, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not going to get a chance to do that because the case was dismissed. Now, they've backed off you. But, Mark, they wanted you to execute your own livestock, and then they'd leave you alone. But then they wouldn't let you sell any more pigs, right? But wasn't that the plan?
Right. Yeah, they put mechanisms in place so I couldn't sell the pigs, and they also went and threatened the USDA processor so we couldn't even butcher them. Yeah, we could butcher them on the farm, but then we can't sell them in the restaurants. But it didn't matter because they went to our restaurants and said our pigs are diseased and that they need to be careful of everything that comes off our farm. So they tried to destroy our business so we would just dry up and blow away. And we probably would have, but like I said, there was some folks that came alongside of us and helped us. And I mean a lot of folks. It was a lot of small donations that really got us through.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark, thank you to everyone who helped Mark Baker.
Yeah.
And Mark, thanks for sticking through this. But let's talk about these restaurants. Let's talk about your ultimate customers. Has the government poisoned the well so that your customers think that, you know, geez, I better stay away from Mark Baker because, you know, he might have diseased products? Is that the case, or do your customers know the truth?
Of course that's the case. Let's say that you're a restaurant in Traverse City, Michigan that I've been doing business with for 5 years. And through thick and thin, I have gotten my products to your door so you can serve them to your customers. And you've made money. You've sent your kids to college on the money you've made off my products. Mm-hmm. But then one day you stop buying my products. Do you think that that person is actually going to call me? You know, they're going to have the fortitude to call me and say, oh, now that everything's okay, I'll buy your products again. It won't happen. It just won't happen. And frankly, those people, I don't care to see their faces because they, you know, they stuck with us when times were good, but as soon as there was a little pressure on, they caved. And that was the case with most people around me. They caved pretty quickly. Most.
Mark, I hate to say it, but that's what I see every day. And I've been working with a group of, we'll call them survivalists at Ziggy's. We have a meetup every, you know, Monday night.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many, I hope all of them would have my back, but I don't know. I really don't know. When the shooting starts, and I'm using that term figuratively, when the shooting starts, I wonder of that, how many of them would put their hands up and say, hey, listen, don't shoot me, versus how many would shoot back and defend our way of life. And what you're saying is you found that people who you thought might be with you actually aren't with you. And that's a shame. And I've seen it over and over.
There's quite a few that are. I I have probably 50 good friends through this that I would depend on. But this is an American problem. This isn't just people that are like-minded like me. It's an American problem, and it's gotten this way because of the apathy of American citizens to allow, you know, a few loose cannons, really, in government to violate the Constitution and violate our rights and oppress us like this. You know, I made an observation. Somebody sent me a video of what's going on over in the Ukraine, and I watched it several times. And I watched a group of people that had no firearms, but they were charging. They were moving in to rifle fire, and occasionally one of them would just drop, so he's getting hit from far away. And then others would go and drag him off. But those people kept moving towards those buildings. And in those buildings, I think, are bureaucrats that have been making their lives miserable, and they're trapped in there. And it just made me wonder, what drives those people to move into rifle fire like that? What is it in those buildings that they want? And I'll just let you answer the question, what they want. I have a pretty good idea what that is now. You know, after going through this, we went by the rules. We played by the rules with these people. We wanted to settle our differences in court. And then they did every dirty trick they could think of. And even to the point yesterday, the attorney from the Attorney General's office refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in the court. And then he turned around and mocked the people who did, the patriots that stood for the flag, which stands for our Constitution. So that's kind of what I'm seeing shaping up here. You know, there doesn't seem to be justice by our system in a lot of places.
I'm proud of you for speaking out like this. I think what you've just said is a problem in America. Why do you think there's this apathy? What is that about? What was your impression?
People are fat, dumb, and happy. They don't understand that there's a struggle going on because they don't see it. But life in the military and other countries, you see what it takes to maintain freedom.
Mark Baker, do you have a couple more minutes to stay with us, or do you have to run because of the storm?
No, I'm good. I'll sit here with you. I got to come in
with you.
Mark Baker, a true American patriot and hero. We'll be right back. Dr.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you want to know what the voice of a true patriot, a true American, a true hero sounds like, Mark Baker. Mark Baker's with us. So is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Mark, years ago, I had a computer manufacturing company, and all of a sudden, our business just stopped overnight, absolutely stopped. And I found out why. Our largest competitor, who was in bed with the government, started spreading lies about me. He said, you know, those Finellis, let me tell you, they're Italian. Those guys are in the mafia. Do you realize that if you buy their computers, these government customers, if you buy their computers, the FCC will confiscate them. You'll be in the paper. You'll be first, you know, headline news. Our business stopped. And what I did was I found out who it was, and I took him to what I would call an Italian lunch. I bought this guy lunch, the guy who started these rumors and these lies. Well, an Italian lunch is when you do some research on your enemy, okay? You find out their Achilles heel. And you take them to lunch and you explain to them in couch terms exactly what's going to happen. Do you know?
That's called making them an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah, you can call it that. Sure, you can call it, you know, lots of things. Well, I'll tell you what, all of a sudden our business returned. But, Mark, you know, there was damage done. And, I, you know, it's over 25 years. I still remember it exactly as it happened. But the government going to your customers and telling lies about you is absolutely over the top. These people need to be tried by their peers, put in jail for their crimes.
I agree. That was the point of trying to get them into a court of law.
Well, you know, I think that what's happened, though, is a really good lesson for your 8 children. And they are watching all of this. And, you know, my father used to say that if you're forced to get in a fight, and you are lucky enough to get your opponent to the ground. My father said you always put your boot to their face and scar them so they will always remember. And this sounds to me like another writhing situation. And it would be really nice if a group of you hired a top-end detective. I got one in mind that could go in and get the goods, because this is most likely lobbying at its finest. And the way these corporations are taking over food as a weapon against the American public.
Great. It's a fine idea. Are you volunteering to pay for that?
Well, I can't. I don't have any money. However, my detective that I know did O.J. Simpson and Robert Blake, and he lives here locally. He's a really good detective. I'm guessing there's someone right there in the neighborhood that could get the goods on individuals, specifically on how that all worked with lobbying. And I think that that's how they're attacking us, is using money as a theatrical prop. I think that's what it's about, to take over what is really real, your labor and your farm production. It's not about money. It's about labor and your farm.
Okay.
Mark, so what's happening next? Do you believe that these government minions are going to back down from other farms, or do you think they're going to continue their quest to kill us as business people who just happen to operate farms and produce food for America?
Well, it's pretty obvious that they kept the declaratory ruling in place. They kept the invasive species order in place. So if they weren't going to use it, I believe that they would have just let it go, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's a real good logic point. I think it's about bribing. That's my gut. It's telling me there are individuals that are trying to take over the food industry.
Okay.
That's my sense of it. And take you out one at a time.
Mark, they want to track Vincent Finelli's cows. They want to track all of our neighbors' cows. They want to put electronic tracking devices in each cow so they can tax us. So if I sell a cow to my neighbor, $40 transfer fee or tax, and each time that cow is sold, another $40. These guys are out of control. Imagine, that's 5% of the cost of a cow. Mark, do you have some other thoughts you want to share with us?
No, I'm good, man. I got to get back to it.
Okay, Mark Baker, thanks so much for being with us.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, Rick, remember... Yeah. Remember when you and I were broadcasting, and I said keep talking, and I just purchased the name Hang the Cops, and then Hang the Politicians.
Yes, yes, wonderful, yes.
Okay, yeah, Hang the TSA.
Well, Hang the Politicians.
Yeah. Well, I just bought Hang the Bureaucrats.
And listen, that could be a really good purchase for a number of reasons.
Yeah, I love it.
I think that's where it's all going. I think there's lobbying, bribing, and their attempt to mine. destroying our food industry, which is billions of dollars. It used to be the United States was the best buy there was. Per dollar spent, you got more bang for your buck than any other form of agriculture in the world. And that's all changing with the use of money as a theatrical prop. It's not real. What's real is the food and the labor to produce the food. And that's real. Money has nothing to do with it. I personally would start to consider barter. Then you can't be seen as a terrorist act, and there's no way the BLM or DNR can regulate on you. When you're in barter and it's not about money, they're out of the equation, and that's the way that works.
Rick, we've got Nikolai from Wisconsin. Nikolai, thanks for holding so long.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, the farmer you're talking to said something about Ukraine and how he don't understand how those guys can charge unarmed, can charge at the armed guards, not caring or whatever. And it made me, like, angry that you're thinking so much, so well about those people who charge at the guards for against the politicians over there. First of all, if you take all those youngsters away from the mob, what you're going to be left with is the same crowd who was fighting in Chechnya when the Chechnya have had problems with Russia. And if you watch at the YouTube videos and what do they posting right now, you're going to see how those same people walking around the parliament and bitch slapping the politicians that's there. That
hey, Nikolai.
Yeah.
You have to be careful of the language. You have to be careful of the language you use, okay?
I'm sorry. That
okay.
will not happen again.
I just want to let you know, if you do that again, you won't be able to be on this broadcast.
Yep, okay.
So you're wondering why we
I'm
don't understand
those guys are not
how
good
people...
Guys. And I'm saying those guys who charge at the armed guards are not a good guys. And anyone can do dumb things. Why glorify them? That's
wait a minute. You think people... Okay, so
those are
you
not
think
people.
That the people who...
Those are Nazi.
Oh, I read an article. What he's suggesting is the U.S. government has gone to universities and paid people to go in the streets in Kiev. It's all over the Internet.
No, I
in other words,
suggest that...
Even
no,
though the idea of it is noble, the spin on it and the way the governments are manipulating those actions, like Venezuela, with about 100,000 people in the streets, and yet the president of Venezuela is visiting Obama today.
You don't need to motivate the Nazis. Nazis have their own motivation on whatever they do, and that part of Ukraine have been hating Russia or those who like Russia for a long, long time.
Yeah, Ukraine is a farm belt of the Soviet Union. It was where all the, like Wisconsin, it is farm country. Got it. Got it clear.
Okay, well, I'm just, you know, as long as we're on the same page, those people are not a good people.
What he's trying to also say, Vincent, is that even when it would appear as if it's a good thing happening, it is disinformation, spin, and being manipulated for other purposes than what you think the whole thing's about. Venezuela is another example. London is going to probably be the same next week. And it's CIA was involved on Kiev, that road warrior look, and I felt so proud that they were doing that. In fact, it turned out the CIA was paying people to do that and throw them Molotov cocktails, and then innocent people started getting killed. And both sides.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks so much, Nikolai.
Did you understand what he meant by Nazi thing. Russia was absorbed the Ukraine and all kinds of other things, and that was the fall of the Soviet Union. There's a war going on with Putin and all the rest of it. They said that Putin, in a recent one I got from Joey, was heir to Rasputin. What does that mean? Nothing that we're being told in the media is real. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And for people like me and you trying to connect dots, and we start to take a side because we believe in something seriously, it turns out it's another counterintelligent disinformation spin to manipulate something else. It's okay.
Yeah,
like
I think
when, you know, like a land grab or something, they'll try to say poison gas is coming toward you. The snow right now that's falling in your state isn't even real. Who's doing that and why?
Rick, let's talk about the snow. I mentioned on this broadcast that probably a month ago that the snow is lighter. Maybe even 2 months ago. I mentioned that the snow is lighter. Does it feel like
it's got a bacteria in it, and they're activating it with the uranium. That video that I sent is scientific. They show it, how they do the study, everything.
And I'll post that link on the website. Rick, is it on your website? Richard Allen.
Not yet. I don't have any money to do my website yet, so I'm struggling along. You know, just after my webmaster died, it got hacked, and we had to close it down. And now we're rebuilding it because it was in June. Blah 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 blah. You know, it's just it's code and all the rest of it. And what I'm trying to do now is rebuild it where I have my colleague sections, and then things like you and I are posting. So I've been using you, and I've been keeping a diary. Will you see the diary that I sent you this morning, how it evolved just during this radio show? You'll see.
You're talking about evolving during the radio show. I just bought another domain name, Hang the Lobbyists. So
there you go. That's a good one. That's what it's about.
We can't leave them out.
Big business trying to take over our agriculture one farm at a time. That's exactly what it's about.
I know a lobbyist. I mean, I despise this guy. He used to have a job in the Missouri House of Representatives. And he was way up there. I mean, way up there. And this guy now has a ever since he was out of office, he's had a business as a consultant, a business consultant. And let me tell you, I know how lobbying works. Here's how it works. Guy calls me up, this politician, this ex-politician, this business consultant, calls me up and says, hey, Vinny, listen, there's some guys in California that need your help. Would you mind talking to them? And I said, well, sure, I'll be glad to talk to them. All right, fine. So the call comes in, and I'm talking to this guy, and he wants to build an electric car, and next thing I know, he wants money. And I, you know, to make this long story short, he wants me to help finance his electric car production company. He needs an interim loan before he goes public. So he wants money, and he says, I'll be glad to pay you a really high rate of interest. And I said, are you asking me for money? I was dumbfounded that I thought this guy wanted business advice. He wanted to borrow money from me just so he could make it to the next step and go public with his company. Well, I found out the next day that this business consultant, this former politician, this greedy person charged that guy in California $500 to talk to me. I had no idea this politician charged somebody he doesn't know $500 to talk to me. And he tells him, well, you know, I don't know, maybe this guy will invest in your company. I don't know, but you know, you should really talk to Finelli. Well, the point is, this is immoral. And this guy made $500 for doing absolutely nothing. I did all the work. Now, I'm not saying that I deserve any money from this, because I don't. What I'm saying is I was put up to something that I had no idea I was involved with. I was just trying to help
someone. Just do that as a courtesy favor, a goodwill, pay it forward kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, I was just willing to help some guy with some business knowledge that I might have had that could help him. I mean, I used to have a company in California. We've dealt with the, you know, the sharks called venture capitalists. So I knew the game, and I could explain it to this guy, and that's what I was willing to do.
With currency and the Bitcoin and all these alternatives, have you heard what's going on at Cornell in New York? A graduate a graduate student will teach a class, you know, to students and be paid in work credits that he can spend in the town for food, for clothing, or for entertainment. It's in a local individual town, Cornell. It's a big town, you know, it's a university town. And so there's a lot of labor exchange going on, which is different than currency, which is basically a theatrical prop. It's not real. What's real is the labor that was done, whether it's on par or you happen to be doing pigs because I can't do pork here where I am, that kind of thing, and we exchange on an equal ratio of things. Look, things are sold two ways, what the market will bear or fair wage profit. Those are the two standard ways you approach it, things. And barter is the latter, the one where it's an exchange of one thing for another that I...
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much. And having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and
know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds
during
the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I know our web designer, Ed Marvini, is listening. Ed, you know I'm going to call you, right? Because you know, we've got hang the TSA, hang the cops, hang the politicians, hang the bureaucrats, and hang the lobbyists. So, Ed, we need to somehow put that to good use. Class, your homework assignment is very simple. What is the best use of those domain names, okay? What's the best use of hang the TSA, hang the cops, hang the politicians, hang the bureaucrats, and hang the lobbyists? We own them all, and we want to go forward with it. So your homework is send me an email. Let me know the best way to use them. Now, I'm not talking about hanging them literally, but what I am talking about is exposing them to the light of day so people know
who these thugs are. Joey just sent you regarding there's a call to the district attorney. Listen, before we end the show, I wanted to say one thing about Mexico. And the conditions that I saw.
And we've got, right? And we've got Frank on the line too. So,
okay.
Just want to let you know we've got.
I just want to finish this one, and then we're good. Someone asked my teacher what was going on with people living on the streets and in tents, and he said, "You can tell the size of the hearts by the number of people in the tent."
Wow, that's a really. That's a really significant point, right?
That was one of my teachers. That's a direct quote from him. You can tell the size of the hearts by the number of people in the tent.
There you go. Frank, you're on with, you're from Kansas City. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Fennelli.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You got about a minute, so go fast.
Right. I just wanted him to briefly go over the little snow deal that he was talking about, the snow and what was in it and how they were activating. You guys kind of brushed over it, and I was wondering where I could find some information
on it. All right, we'll get on it right now. Hey, thanks a lot, Frank. Okay, Rick, he'd like to know what's in the snow. We talked about the snow being light.
There's a polymer. Well, this you posted today. You can watch the video where they go under a microscope and they show you the uranium.
Okay, so what we're saying, Rick, is this snow is not natural snow. It's enhanced.
No, it's not. And you have already confirm that with your own ideas of it seems to have a different color. It looks weird. It acts weird. It is weird.
It feels weird. It's light. It's too light.
You try to melt it, it actually melts differently. The kind of water that comes out of it, look under a microscope. That's what the videos I sent you.
Okay, we will do that. Rick, I will post them right after this broadcast. In about 6 minutes, I should have them up, maybe 10 minutes I'll have them up. So, class, if you're interested in learning about the snow, I saw it on the farm. I showed it to people. I said, it's not normal. I talked about it at the meetups for several meetups. I asked the meetup class if they're experiencing the same thing. They said, yes. Rick, I saw chemtrails from the air. I saw them over Utah. I'm sorry, when I was flying from Utah, I saw them in the air above the clouds. The clouds aren't normal. I've got reports from people on the East Coast. They've got them there. You've got them in Oregon. We've got instructors in California. They see them, and you saw them in Mexico. So they're all over. And, Rick, we haven't had a sunny day that's normal in months. Literally, Rick, it isn't sunny anymore. It's dim. Yes? Same thing where you are?
I've lost you.
Hey, Rick?
Yes?
Nope, you haven't lost me.
Okay,
nope.
Good. I thought your voice started going in and out, and I thought I lost you.
No, so Rick, what I'm saying is, okay, the East Coast, chemtrails. The West Coast, chemtrails. Mexico, chemtrails. Above the clouds in Missouri and flying from Utah to Missouri. Chemtrails above the clouds where you can't even see them. It's not normal, Rick.
Yeah, what's the purpose?
Okay. Well, I'm concerned about it. And Rick, we've got people saying they've got muscle aches, joint aches. You said you've got them. I've got them. And I asked at the meetup, hey, how many of you have these joint pains? And at least half, unusual joint pains. Man, we're in a lot of trouble, Rick. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.